Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.
Taryn, good evening and welcome to KC 107.7.
Good evening, Nishad, and all the listeners out there.
You know, we spoke about economic impact last week, and we touched a little bit on government policy and what people should do. So today I want to look at advocacy and awareness around universal access. And so my first question to you is, what are the most effective ways to raise awareness about universal access?
Nishad, firstly, I would like to take a moment just to thank the advocates that are there, that are pushing for universal access, advocates in architecture, advocates in, disability rights, because there are many people that are doing amazing job. And I think that everything starts with a conversation. That's the first step, you know, in terms of advocacy, because you've got to get a deeper understanding by immersing yourself, understanding people's perspective. I think a large part of the problem when people, able-bodied people, try and advocate for persons with disabilities, in this specific point, is that they do it from an academic level and don't actually bring the person in with the lived experience. And once again, that reiterates it's a we do for you rather than you take advocacy. And so I think it's important, you know, that if you decide, yes, we want to be all on board with universal access, that you don't do it as an able-bodied person or company thinking that you're doing it on behalf of other people.
You know, I'm talking about awareness with you and advocacy and awareness this week. Social media is such a powerful tool, and if it's used correctly, it can do so much good for any campaign, any business. So how can social media be used to promote universal access?
In our company, for example, we love promoting the businesses that are doing things right. You know, so we say that, you know, instead of trying to shun the businesses that are inaccessible, give a thumbs up to the businesses that are. If you are a family that has been impacted or you have an amazing experience at a particular, destination, go onto social media. Let them know that the fact that they are accessible meant something to you and your family. So I think praise the people that are doing it right. And then on the flip side, it's also important that as an advocate, you also call out companies that are not behaving ethically. On the 26th of July, there was a newspaper report in The Burger where a tourist has gone to the High Court to lodge a complaint for an inaccessible property that they were told a guest house was going to be accessible when they got there, and it actually wasn't. And so, you know, these are the kind of things that, unfortunately, it's like, you've got to praise where praise is given, but where you see things that is not supposed to be, call it out.
I want to, you know, I've been talking social media, and in the last 5 years, influencers have become such a big part of media. Big brands are using it. Smaller companies are starting to engage. And then it's also public figures. Mm-hmm. What role do you think influencers and public figures play in advocating for universal access?
They play a huge role. But, you know, very often I find it so funny that when if I'm looking at the disability, for example, like black coffee, for example, very few people know that black coffee is a person with a disability.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know
it
that.
You see?
What's the disability?
He only DJs with one arm. He's got a paralysis of the one side of his body,
Of
his arm. So you see that very often when an advocate, disability is some of the things that you can tell other people, but you don't need to necessarily, because you don't want to be now held apart just because you have a disability. But if we look at Sir Richard Branson, for example, he's a person with a disability. He's severely dyslexic, and he's a massive advocate for dyslexia. If you go onto his page, you'll see. And he's bringing in interventions as well as technologies. And so it's for persons with disabilities to take onus and to say, I'm not ashamed. Right? This is a problem that I've needed to deal with, and I've got this platform now to make people aware of what other people like me are also going through.
Taryn, okay, we're talking awareness. Can you share a campaign that successfully raised awareness about accessibility?
I would have to applaud the Limitless campaign from Cape Town Tourism that is also looking to to show Cape Town in the light of being limitless, but not just to show Cape Town in the light, but also to help build a Cape Town that can become a limitless place for everybody. And I think that this is a great initiative and step in that right direction so that Cape Town, we can continue to be seen as the place, not just seen, but that is welcoming to everybody.
We're talking to Taryn Tomlinson from Liverpool. It's part of the series on Universal Access. Taryn, how can travellers with disabilities become advocates for universal access?
By travelling more. No, that's the problem, is that so many persons with disabilities stay, they feel that they won't be accepted out in society, and so, or that there's going to be challenges, so they tend to stay at home or tend to hide away. And I would like to say to any person with a disability, go out there, live your life. If you are going to get a roadblock when you're going to get to your destination, be sure to raise your concerns, but allow people to help you. I'm someone that I go wherever because I know if I get to a step, well, then they're going to have to find someone to get me up the step. It's not my problem. But, you know, we have to be seen, because if people don't see you out there, then they don't make the changes.
You know, this entire campaign that we're doing around universal access is an educational campaign. Mm-hmm. It's about letting ordinary folk know that universal access is so much more than what we think it is. It's not just a ramp. There's far more to it. And I think during this series, we've learned that it's far more than just a ramp. So I think, how can schools and educational institutions contribute to awareness efforts?
Well, definitely by teaching youth from a very early age about diversity, about the fact that we are all different. But not just teaching them about that, but also making sure that the school is accessible. We need to look at education as inclusive, not special schools, you know, over there and there. That continues to perpetuate isolation and marginalization of people. And so school authorities need to take serious consideration about their community. Where are the youth with disabilities, and how can they honestly and authentically integrate them within the school system and then teach other kids as well?
And finally, for this evening, what are the biggest challenges in changing the public perceptions about universal access?
Having the public face their own immortality. One of the biggest things is we as human beings somehow think we're going to live forever and live healthy forever. And somehow we think that universal access or disability is something that happens to them outside there. It doesn't affect me. And we need to change that perception. This is about saying that it is shown the biggest global trend is that we are aging. We are living way longer, but not necessarily healthier. So how do we secure that we can live a long life happily and without, you know, unnecessary challenges to us? So we need to stop thinking of this as a subject about them and start seeing this as a subject about us. If I'm going to live another 15 to 20 years, when I get to that age, how would I like to operate and what freedoms would I like to have? And then we have to build accordingly to that.
Taryn, you travel a lot. You do lots of things. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Any special destination you've visited recently?
No, but I am planning to go to Rochapan up in the Cape Nature Reserve to go and check out the accessible accommodation over there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to us chatting again next week. Same time, same place.
Take care.
Hashtag KC Leisure. Only on KC 107.7.